And finally today, Acadia National Park soon marks two major milestones, celebrating its 100th anniversary next July and bidding farewell to longtime park superintendent of Acadia, Sheridan Steele, who's retiring as of tomorrow. Steele spoke with MPBN's Jennifer Rooks about some of the challenges Acadia faces as he continues his tenure. One of the biggest concerns in the park is the increasing popularity.
Our visitation this year is up 8%. It was up 12% last year. So it continues to climb. I'm sure people have seen that Acadia has been named America's favorite place by Good Morning America and America's favorite park by or national park by USA Today. And those kind of accolades go on and on. And, of course, we had the presidential visit, brings tremendous publicity. So more and more people are coming to Acadia, and what we find is those people that come, they want to come back. And so we end up with repeat visitors, and the number just keeps building. So it's a real challenge to serve all of those people and still protect what I call the quality of the experience.
If the number that I'm quoting is 2.5 million a year, mm-hmm. and that's 2 years ago, so you're saying 12% and then 8% over that,
yep.
You know, you're going to, Acadia's going to get to a point where you're approaching possibly 3 million visitors a year. How to manage that?
It's a great question. In fact, we have just this year begun a transportation study for the entire park to look at the very issues that we're talking about. It's very complex issue of too many people in some places at some time. How do you address that? And we need public input. We need ideas. We need the public to understand the problems and help us to deal with them. As just one example, this year, we had to close Cadillac Mountain at the bottom of the hill to keep more people from going up because there were already way too many at the top and they couldn't park and they got into a gridlock situation. And the only way we can relieve that pressure is to stop more people from going up. So we temporarily closed the mountain, and that happened 6 times this year, sometimes twice in the same day. And those people, if you get stuck in your car and you can't park and you can't get out, that's not exactly a quality experience. So we want to solve that problem somehow.
Is that new this year? Is this the first time you've had to do that?
Well, the problem has been growing. We've had to close Cadillac before, but I think more this year than before. And now we also find that the season is growing. So it used to be Labor Day was kind of the wind-down period. Now it goes very strongly all the way through October, and that's because of the growing number of cruise ships and the growing interest in fall color in Acadia. And it's just very hectic. So the season is longer, and more people are coming throughout the summer.
And do all those visitors create biological stress on the park?
Well, you know, not necessarily. I don't think so because, first of all, almost all of them are in what's already a developed area. So they park in a paved parking lot or off out of the park and take the bus. The Island Explorer has 8 different routes serving Acadia National Park. And this last summer carried over 500,000 passengers. And on a busy day, they carry as many as 9,000 passengers. And so that I say that's 4,000 or 5,000 vehicles that are not on the road that day. So it's a really important part of Acadia and the experience and serving the public. And we want to see that system grow. And that's one reason that we're undertaking this transportation planning process to think about how we could better serve people with mass transportation. And the idea of going up to Cadillac Mountain by bus, a publicly available bus, is a really good idea that we need to look further at.
Acadia National Park Superintendent Sheridan Steele retires tomorrow after 12 years at the park, which now sees 2.5 million visitors a year.